I think the point of what I was talking about was that the structures in the Upper Peninsula are mostly really old, like early in the last century they were built. Most of the population is getting up there in age. They still don't have a lot of the type of support that people would need when they get, we all need a little bit more help when we get further up there in age. And there's reports that Lake Superior is warming up just a little bit, and it's causing more moisture to be put into the atmosphere and intensifies the storms coming across the area, and it's just a strain on everything.
WAVPC.
Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, so I heard you say that Skywarn is stand down.
I haven't heard anything. Do you know what's going on?
Well, I've been
sent Drake a text to you. Didn't answer. I'm sure he's really busy
Monday night
with work. I'm sure there's systems that need attention. But yeah, I've seen videos of the bridge with the ice falling off of it, and been monitoring. I had to turn the radios off last night. I left them on Sunday night to Monday morning, and it wasn't, let's just say I had a weird thing happen. I'll explain later. Anyways, I just wanted to jump in. We're getting a new furnace down here, and yes, it was extremely windy in the Detroit area.
Amity, go ahead.
No, that wasn't me.
All right, I know Mike talked over you there, and I could hear him, but I couldn't hear you.
Oh, I was just saying, just like the Skywarn just announced it was Skywarn, and it's 8 o'clock, so it hasn't caught up to daylight savings time.
KCAVS, you...
Go ahead, Toby.
I just texted REH, asked him, can Skywarn stand down, because questions were being asked, so we'll find out.